Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. We have very special guests today from the Nathan M. Biss College of Business. They are students of Professor Tim Muth over in the College of Business. We welcome Callie Manson. He is a senior in international business. Welcome, Callie.
Thank you.
And Jeremy Heaton, a senior in information systems. Welcome, Jeremy.
Yeah, thank you.
Both of these young men are graduating this semester from Florida Tech. So first off, congratulations.
Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
We're talking about an international project that your class participated in. It was the X Culture Project through Professor Muth's international business class. You used 21st century tools to gain international experience in a special class project. Now, you worked on a project over several different time zones, I guess, together. Callie, tell me a little bit about what you did on this project, and we'll give folks a better idea.
Well, my part in the project is basically doing the marketing strategy. And then when it comes to communicating, we started off by communicating through emails, since that was mandatory as a start-off. And then after that, we set up a group chat on Facebook, and then we've continued to communicate efficiently through Skype mainly.
Now, the X Culture Project, you used your international business knowledge to develop a multi-layered business proposal for a large industry-leading multinational company. Now, that sounds, in and of itself, a daunting task. Jeremy, what was your role in preparing that?
My role in my group project, I was in charge of how we're going to enter the marketplace and how we're going to distribute our service. Mm-hmm. And since our company was actually Google, and our service was a new VoIP to replace Google Talk and Google Voice. So I had to determine how we were going to enter the marketplace, and we're mainly doing it over the internet.
Now, this is 40 universities competing in this, 225 teams, 1,500 students. Callie, you're an international student. What was your impression of the experience?
My first impression was that it's going to be challenging because I know myself from being from Sweden, the time difference to here in America is 6 hours. So I know, I mean, we're going to have, for instance, we're going to be like six different members. So if we're going to communicate among different time zones all over the world, like for instance, in my group, I had one from Korea, me and myself in America, another from America, and two from Turkey. And one from India, actually. So, I mean, it would be hard to, like, set up a actual good time to communicate with each other.
And here you are working on a virtual international team and gaining experience like you might have a few years down the road when you're in a place of work and having to work across time zones, across cultures, and across perspectives. Jeremy, what was your impression?
From my impressions, I thought it was going to be challenging at first. Mainly because of all the different cultures of all the people we were going to be working with. Because there was 6 to 7 members on each team, and ranging, I had teammates on from Malaysia, Slovakia, Korea, New Jersey, and just all over the place, all over the world. So we didn't know how it was going to work with the time, and we didn't know how we were going to collaborate that well because of the vast amounts of time differences. Skype wasn't really... We didn't really want to use Skype, so we mainly used email at first. And then we found out Facebook and social collaboration tools work a lot better than email and email attachments. So we ended up using Facebook and Google Docs for pretty much our entire project.
Now, there were no first, second, third place awards given, but really the reward was the experience itself, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And Callie, for you, how did this change your view of international business?
Well... The main thing we've talked about since I came here, like throughout 4 years of college, is how the world has become more globalized and a flat world. So
this was enabling you to see that really the cross communication is what's critical. Many things, all things, can be accomplished if you communicate and have teamwork, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's a really good project because it's more realistic. So. Like you, it's more challenging, but it's more interesting in a way, and it's more realistic. So it will prepare you before you go out in your future career.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the experience, and most importantly, congratulations on graduating. I know you're excited about that. Our guests have been Callie Manson and Jeremy Heaton, both seniors at Florida Tech and the Nathan M. Bisk College of Business, and our special thanks to their professor, Tim Muth. Great learning about the X Culture Project this semester in the Nathan M. Bisk College of Business. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.